Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 14th of January. Jason Maguire was the top jockey at Wetherby last Saturday, riding three winners, two for his boss, Cheshire trainer Donald McCain. That put Maguire into second place in the Jockeys' Championship, with 111 winners, still 32 behind the 17 times champion jockey AP McCoy. But it represents a highly satisfactory season so far for Maguire. Well, going back to last Wednesday, the 9th of January at Doncaster, Maguire had suffered what looked at the time to be an horrendous fall, only to dust himself down, and in the very next race, partner overturned to victory in a novice's chase. Last season's runner-up in the champion hurdle and the winner of big handicaps on the flat at Newcastle and Chester, Overturn will probably go back to Doncaster on Saturday week, the 26th of January, for the Grade 2 Lightning Novices Chase, as part of his preparations for a tilt at the Racing Post Arkle Trophy at the Cheltenham Festival in March. Overturn is generally the second favourite on most books in the anti-post betting market for the Arkle Trophy, with Simon Sigg the strong favourite. Another strong favourite to win at Cheltenham, Sprinter Sacra, trained like Simon Sigg by Nicky Henderson, is set to take part in this Saturday's big race at Ascot, the Victor Chandler Chase. This Grade 1 contest at 3 o'clock is acknowledged as a major trial for the Queen Mother Champion Chase over the specialist distance of 2 miles. Sprinter Sacra, a winner last season at Doncaster, won the Arkle Trophy last season, and he's already odds on to land the Queen Mother Champion Chase in March. Another novice chase winner at Doncaster last month, Rocky Creek, won again at Warwick on Saturday to put himself firmly in contention regarding the RSA chase at the Cheltenham Festival. And the new one, trained by Nigel Twiston Davis and ridden by his son Sam, was an impressive winner of a novice's hurdle at Warwick last Saturday to put himself firmly in contention for the Neptune Investment Management novice's hurdle on the second day of the Cheltenham Festival. And Truston Times, trained at Great Hampton near Malton by Tim Easterby, may well be entered for the World Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival. Twice a winner at Wetherby, Truston Times is highly regarded by his connections, and with big bucks out for the season owing to injury, the World Hurdle looks to be wide open. Applications for the 2013-14 Yorkshire Racing season ticket are now being processed. For an application form, call 01937 580051 or visit the Go Racing in Yorkshire website on www.goracing.co.uk. Enjoy your racing.